Welcome to Astroved. You're listening to Astroved's podcasts.
Rahu and Ketu transit 2023. Rahu in Pisces sign and Ketu in Virgo sign predictions for Capricorn moon sign. General overview. Rahu and Ketu are considered the north node and south node in astrological views. Rahu is the ruler of desires and the expansion of all materialistic comforts, whereas Ketu is known for spiritual senses and divine connectivity. These Rahu and Ketu transits are highly important in astrology, as these shadow planets' positions always play a vital role in every individual life. For Capricorn natives, Rahu transit will happen in Pisces, the third house from your moon sign, and Ketu transit in Virgo, the ninth house from your moon sign. This transit will be happening on October 30th, 2023, and both Rahu and Ketu will be in these respective signs till May 18th, 2025. Thus, this transit is going to last for 18 months. Career predictions. You may be more occupied in your professional life. You might need to work hard to shine better in your career, and at the same time, your efforts might give you the required growth. This transit can bring some exciting opportunities, so please make the best use of them. However, these could come with additional workload and responsibilities. Beware. Besides, you might explore foreign opportunities. Changes are also on the cards for some. Business persons can witness stable growth and new orders might knock on your door. On the other hand, relocation might not happen to government employees in this transit period and they may need to wait for it. Love, family and relationships predictions. Love. This Rahu Ketu transit will likely give supportive results for the singles. Those in love may be able to express their feelings and do all possible things to impress their partners. You could also be very kind to them and enjoy more time with them. Some of you may also be able to move your love life to the next phase in this duration. However, you may need to stay away from unwanted gossip that might lead to healthy relationships. Family members, your family life may have the required peace and you could get support from your parents. You may understand your family's needs, which might help maintain harmonious relationships. You may take the initiative for family events, which can give more happiness to the family. Always seek elders' blessings before initiating new things. That may help your effort succeed. On the other hand, the only factor that could cause worries can be the younger siblings' relationships, as those could be against your ideas. Also, differences of opinion might still exist in the family, so please be flexible and do not react to anything and everything. Married life. You may have mixed results in life with your partner during this transit period. Initially, it looks good, but slowly problems might crop up. There are chances for you to have arguments and that might impact your peace adversely. Let the distance or gap between the two get filled in the initial stage itself before it becomes big and unmanageable. Also, it would help if you avoided third-party interference in personal matters. Friendly talks between spouses could remain a critical factor that might help ease the problems. Finance predictions. This transit may support you economically, but at the same time, there could also be expenditures. As already mentioned, you may be taking on more responsibilities in the form of family events and these factors could make you spend more, but not to worry much as the required finances could be there for you. Business people need to be cautious while entering partnership deals. We also foresee profits and more work-related deals could add to your revenues. Share markets and commodity trading investments may also give additional income and benefits. Some might receive even unexpected wealth. Please use these funds wisely, which can yield better returns in the future. A few may also buy high-end vehicles in this period. Education predictions. There could be excellence in education when students may be able to perform well in their studies. Our analysis concludes that their efforts might give fruitful results. There are also possibilities of students enrolling for courses from reputed universities. Those doing research, particularly in the medical field, may invent something new for the betterment of human lives. Students appearing for NEET and other competitive exams may clear the exams. Those in higher education may set new standards for achievements. Health predictions. We suggest you take care of your health during this period. You may feel dispirited due to the additional workload, which might also increase your stress levels. So, avoiding stress could be a key factor now. Also, you have to be careful while driving and strictly avoid rash driving. Some can have skin-related problems, and we recommend seeking a medical opinion in the early stage itself. Chronic health-related issues like obesity and diabetes can affect youngsters and slow down their activities. As most of our work is system-based and carried on in an AC environment, fitness activities become a must for your betterment. Always have an ideal diet plan and devote time to yoga and meditation. These can add more value to your health. Remedies. Worship Lord Ganesh, the overlord of Ketu, and Goddess Durga, the overlord of Rahu, daily and seek their blessings. Chant or listen to Durga Chalisa Mantra on Tuesdays and Fridays and Ganesh Pancharatnam Mantra daily. Feed street dogs with bread on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Helping leprosy-affected people as per your potential can give positive results. Please donate rice to needy people and be a service-oriented person. Chant Om Rahave Namaha 18 times and Om Ketuve Namaha 7 times on any given day.
Thank you for listening to AstroVaid's podcast. Visit us at www.astrovaid.com to know more.